Inako ng Islamic State ang responsibilidad sa pinakamasamang mass shooting sa kasaysayan ng Estados Unidos na kumitil sa buhay ng 49 na katao at nag-iwan ng dose-dosenang sugatan. Sinabi ng mga otoridad, nagpaputok ang 29 na taong gulang na si Omar Martin sa isang gay nightclub sa siyudad ng Orlando sa Florida bago siya barilin patay ng kapulisan. At sa ulat na ito, isinilarawan ng Pangulo ng Estados Unidos Barack Obama ang pamamaril bilang isang pagkilos ng terorismo at ng galit. Narito ang ulat. Sa muling pagkakataon, ang Estados Unidos ay naharap sa isang pamamaril na pumatay sa dose-dose ng buhay sa ilang minuto lamang.
Oh my God, they're all shooting back and forth.
Naniniwala ang kapulisan na ang isang lalaki na nagngangalang Omar Martin ay naglakbay ng ilang oras mula sa kanyang bahay sa Florida patungo sa Paul's Nightclub sa Orlando at doon nagpaputok ng baril. Pagkatapos ng 3 oras na hostage standoff, nilusob ng kapulisan ang lugar at binaril patay ang 29 na taong gulang. Pero bago yon, napatay niya muna ang 49 na katao. Isinilarawan ni Tiffany Johnson, isang bartender, ang kaganapan sa siksikang club.
All of a sudden we heard like boom boom and we thought it was like the stereo. We're like, oh my goodness, is something went on with the you know, just the music. And after the second shot there was a pause and then it just started shooting. And I ran. I just was trying to get out of there as soon as possible. I didn't look back, just ran.
Sinabi ni Christopher Hansen, isang customer, narinig niya ang mga pagbaril at nakita niya ang katabing customer na sumisigaw na lamang.
The person I was with was shot in the back. I'd take my bandana off and tie it up, put it in the bullet hole that was in his back so that he wasn't bleeding, because he was bleeding so bad his whole pant leg was red and it was so soaked. It was just, my hands were just covered.
Hindi lamang sa unang pagkakataon ng kanyang pagiging pangulo, nagsalita si Barack Obama para pangunahan ng bansa sa pagluluksa sa mga biktima ng isa na namang massacre dahil sa pamamaril.
We pray for the families who are grasping for answers with broken hearts. We stand with the people of Orlando who have endured a terrible attack on their city. Although it's still early in the investigation, we know enough to say that this was an act of terror and an act of hate. And as Americans, we are united in grief, in outrage, and in resolve to defend our people.
Pagkatapos ng insidente, ang self-proclaimed na Islamic State ay umako sa kaganapan at sinabing si Omar Martin ay isa sa kanilang mga mandirigma. Subalit nagbabala ang mga opisyal ng Estados Unidos na ang maliwanag na pag-uugnayan ni Martin at ng IS ay kakailanganin ng kalagdagang investigasyon. Ibinunyag ng ama ni Martin na ipinanganak sa Afghanistan ang homophobia ng kanyang anak at paano ito nadismaya sa nakita niyang paghahalikan ng 2 lalaki sa mga kalsada ng Miami. Sa kapitbahay ng Fort Pierce na kung saan lumaki si Omar, sa mga nakakakilala sa kanya ay nagsabing wala man lamang bahid ng homophobia o pagiging militante si Omar. Isinilarawan ni Ryan Jones sa kapitbahay si Omar bilang cool, kalmado at di nababalisa.
He was never an angry monster, never seen him in a fist fight once in my life, loved to hang out with women, party with young kids our age. He was a normal teenage person, lived a normal life, never crazy, never.
Subalit ibinunyag ng investigador ng FBI na si Ronald Hooper na unang natawag ang kanilang atensyon ni Martin ilang taon nang nakalipas nang ito ay nagbanta sa mga katrabaho.
The FBI thoroughly investigated the matter, including interviews of witnesses, physical surveillance, and records checks. In the course of the investigation, Martin was interviewed twice. Ultimately, we were unable to verify the substance of his comments, and the investigation was closed.
Ganoon paman, at pagkatapos ng kalagdagang pagsisiyasat ng FBI, nakakuha pa rin siya ng permit na makabili ng baril. At sa gitna ng kampanya sa pagkapangulo ng Estados Unidos, meron ng patuloy na pagtatalo sa kultura ng pagmamayari ng baril sa bansa. Hinaharap ni Pangulong Barack Obama ang kontrobersiya.
Today marks the most deadly shooting in American history. The shooter was apparently armed with a handgun and a powerful assault rifle. This massacre is therefore a further reminder of how easy it is for someone to get their hands on a weapon that lets them shoot people in a school or in a house of worship or a movie theater or in a nightclub. And we have to decide if that's the kind of country we want to be.
Ang umaasang kandidato ng Partido Democrats Bernie Sanders ay nagpaabot ng simpatiya at sinabi niya ang bansa ay kailangan mas maging mahigpit sa pagkontrol ng baril.
It's horrific, it's unthinkable, and it's horrific, it's unthinkable, and our, you know, just hopes go out to all those who are shot that they can recover. And I got to tell you, you know, over 25 years ago, I believed that in this country we should not be selling automatic weapons which are designed to kill people.
Ang kandidato naman ng Republican Donald Trump na tapat sa sariling mapaghamon ay nagpasalamat sa kanyang mga taga-suporta na pinuri siya sa kanyang mga babala hinggil sa mga Muslim at inikayat ang pagiging mas matigas at alerto. Nag-tweet siya pagkatapos at nalawagan para ipagbawal ang pagpasok ng mga Muslim sa Estados Unidos. Ang karibal na Hillary Clinton ay nangako naman ng pagsuporta sa komunidad ng LGBTI sa gitna ng massacre. Samantala, ginanap ang mga paglalamay sa buong mundo para alalahanin ang mga biktima. Ipinahayag ng mga pampublikong lider ng Australia, Malcolm Turnbull at Bill Shorten, na ang mga gay ang sadyang tinarget sa pamamaril.
It was clearly directed by a murderous hatred of gay people.
I particularly want to extend my sympathy to people in the LGBTI community who might be feeling additional pain.
Inilawan ng mga prominenteng landmarks sa Australia ng mga kulay ng baghari at pula, puti at asul ng bandila ng Estados Unidos. Sa Melbourne, halos 300 katao ang nagtipon-tipon para maglamay na kung saan sila ay tumungo at nagkaroon ng 50 segundong katahimikan, isang segundo para sa mga biktima. Inorganisa ni Steve Spencer ang paglalamay sa Melbourne at idiniin niya na malinaw ang target sa pamamaril.
Politicians and media and social commentators need to constantly make the connection that this has been a crime against the LGBTI community. It's terrorism, absolutely, but this is a crime against the LGBTI community. And politicians scoring points because of that really should be ashamed.
Si Michael Barnett ang isa sa mga dumalo sa paglalamay.
The pain of what's happened, it's a long way from Melbourne, but it seems very close. Coming to as part of the community and, you know, feeling so many people have been killed so needlessly, so recklessly, I feel connected. It could have been me anywhere in the world that this happened to, my friends or my family.
Sinabi ng babaeng ito, binalak niya magtrabaho subalit nagpasya na lamang siyang dumalo sa lamay.
And I just feel incredibly sad about what's happened, and I felt like I needed to come together with my community in some way to express that. So when I heard about the vigil, I was meant to be going into work, and I thought, nah, I need to come here and just spend some time with my community.
Isang lalaki na ipinanganak sa Estados Unidos ang nagsalita rin sa lamay.
And so today, my challenge to all of you is have that patience that wasn't afforded us. Have that compassion that we have so seldom been shown. Show people that we are better than how they portray us, that we are better than how they perceive us, that we are love, that we, our community is the embodiment of love and respect. And hopefully, hopefully, in the future, that these sorts of things won't happen again.
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.